Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Thanks.
What's up? Yes, get your cups and your saucers, Dish Nation family, because we have a lot of tea to pour and news to spill.
Ooh.
Now, pop star's fiance got a tattoo of their face, so we'll show that to you coming up. And somebody just dethroned Taylor Swift as the highest paid woman in music. We'll tell you who. And today's your last chance to win money with our Catch a Turkey contest. So be sure to be counting those turkeys, turkey.
Gobble, gobble. Oh.
Jive, turkey. But first, big congratulations goes out to Kevin Hart and Aneeko Hart. They had their baby boy.
Congrats.
For real this time, because he had that false start last week.
No, right? He is here. Kevin posted the announcement to Instagram writing, God is truly amazing. Kenzo Cash Hart born at 1:45 a.m. He is healthy and already smiling. Thank you all for your prayers. We love and appreciate you. Hashtag heart.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so sweet.
You seem so insincere when you say that. Because, like, you've been going in on Kevin.
But let me tell y'all something.
Oh, here we go.
I'm here the baby go. Here.
Why?
Gonna change that.
You don't think so? Of course.
Because when a woman have a baby,
don't stop being negative.
No, when a woman have a baby, think about it, y'all, honey. Now she got to be home with the baby. And that means he gets to have more free time.
She already was at home. He already was working.
And
what's
dude works like all the time.
All the time.
He sure did work on that other woman. He worked. Yes, he
worked all the time at his movie job.
Uh-huh. Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you are so messy.
Yes.
Anywho, y'all. Well, A-Rod, honey, may be blissfully, honey, in love with J-Lo now. That's now, honey. Oh. But let me tell y'all, honey, remember before they got together, honey, he dated tech entrepreneur Ms. Ann Wojcicki, honey, for all of 2016. Well, baby, Ann's mom thinks A-Rod is a moron.
What?
She think he is, girl.
Nobody said he was a scholar.
She was interested in that.
Anyway, baby, Ms. Esther Wojcicki, honey, she told the New York Times, quote, I liked A-Rod. He was a very nice man. He seemed to be genuinely in love with Ann, but I right away, honey, figured out that this was a mismatch. She said he had no fishy pants.
She
said he had no academic, honey. No academic background, honey. She said we couldn't even have an intellectual conversation about anything. His main interest in life was just something that none of us had ever focused on, which was baseball.
Oh, God.
What do you expect,
y'all? I know.
No.
She just threw him under the bus because he didn't make it with her daughter. That's it.
No, Portia, you know about sports players. Are they academically
challenged? Oh, he tried you.
First of all, he tried you. Don't let him do that, Portia.
Portia.
Well, they about as smart as you, Gary. But I think as far as Ann is concerned, she could have cared less what he knew. Sometimes opposites attract.
True.
She didn't want to come home talking about all of the things that she has got her where she is. She want to come home and enjoy that fine-ass man.
Hello.
You could be as fine as a brick house. If you're dumb as a bag of rocks, honey, you're dumb.
And you take them every time. You love them beautiful and dumb. You love it. So stop.
I can teach him so much.
Right. He don't know no better.
He's a fast learner.
All right, guys, it's time for
Tattoo or Tattoo.
Well, Lady Gaga's fiance slash agent, Christian Carino, got a new tattoo on his arm of Lady Gaga. Oh.
Why would he do that?
Well, a Gaga fan account on Twitter made the revelation, which has been confirmed by sources, and the tattoo is of Gaga's face with high, long pigtails.
I would want somebody to have a tattoo of me on.
You would? It's cute in the beginning when you are obsessed. You'd be obsessed with who you with. You'd be like, oh my God, I love you. Oh my God, let's get tattoos. Oh my God, let's go to the water place. Let's be married. First, that's a big commitment. Hell, you're more committed to the tattoo for life than me. Go on and commit to me.
But what if somebody got, like, a tattoo of you someplace, like, unusual? Not, let's say, your arm or okay. chest. Like, what if they tattooed your face on their hand or something?
On their hand?
Yeah, like, would that be cool?
No, which hand? What are you doing with said hand?
Give him a hand.
All right, man, we got some good news for our winner of the Catch the Turkey contest. There were 7 turkeys on our show yesterday, so we got to give a big congratulations and $500 to the winner, Ernestine Burnett. First Ernestine to win anything.
Right. Congratulations, Miss Burnett.
Well, if you want your chance to win 500 big ones, here's how you play. We're really hungry up here. The turkeys keep escaping, and we need you to help us catch them all. They're running around the entire episode, so once you see them, count them up and go to dishnation.com/catchtheturkeycontest. Let us know how many you saw, and if you're right, you're going to be entered into our drawing for $500. Then watch tomorrow's show to see if you won and for another chance to win. And, like, for this next one, don't blink because they're going to be all over the place. Like, here goes one right there.
Oh, I see one too.
Oh, baby, that's another turkey.
So that's 3 right there, so keep counting throughout the show and good luck.
Moving on, Jay-Z probably has a much different view on the world now that he's a father of 3. And I think we got some proof of that in his recent concert in Cleveland just last night when he took the time to give a special message to a little girl in the audience.
Now remember, like I was saying, you can be anything that you want to be in the world. Okay? I'm gonna tell you something. At this very moment, America is way more sexist than they are racist. And you, young lady, you got the potential to be the next president of the United States. You believe that? You understand? Okay.
Oh my gosh, that was so cute.
It really was. Like, she seemed like she was just speechless.
She did.
She was. I love that.
I wonder if she really knew what was going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, at 9. Yeah. She looks really little, but...
Kids are sharp, yo. Mm-hmm. Like,
really?
Like, at 9, like, wasn't you into, like, certain artists and, like, knew people's songs
word
for word?
Yeah, but a 9-year-old wouldn't really know Jay-Z.
I wouldn't.
Yes, they would.
I was on NWA heavy when I was 9.
Yeah.
At 9, you was listening.
And then you picking up the magazines and stuff, like, the word of the rap message.
And the thing about...
That's a lot of kids. I don't know where y'all parents was at.
No.
My parents, I wasn't picking up no magazines.
But a lot of kids
listened to no NWA at 9. Times are different, though, Gary. We couldn't be at no cuss concert at 9.
We was playing jacks, honey.
I was playing the drums in church or piano or singing in the choir at 9.
Now, would you feel safer bringing your 9-year-old daughter or niece, cousin to a Jay-Z concert or a Nelly concert?
Jay-Z.
So, up next, after 25 years of service, the Georgia Dome has officially been Georgia blown.
Imploded.
Jesus. That's it.
Yep, rap. It's gone, man. Now, it's not every day that a stadium is blown up, especially like in wide view where people can see it. So, people came out of the woodworks to watch it. And the Weather Channel, they set up a live shot. And they should probably just stick to weather because it didn't go too well. Take a look.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Get out
of the way,
bus.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
What the
f***? Who they mean?
Moved as soon as it was over. It was like,
oh, y'all think y'all finna see this?
Right.
Oh,
okay. People on the Marta bus had a good view.
Yes, they did. They had a front row.
That's ridiculous.
He was doing his own sightseeing.
That's the best seat in the house on the bus.
The Marta bus stay hating though. Anytime you're trying to write down a telephone number or see something, go to
there goes the damn
every
bus.
Time. Every time. Coming up, you want to see Drake get blocked by his own father? Stay tuned.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Oh, hey, hey, y'all.
You good?
Great.
Good.
Last year, Drake launched his own line of whiskey, and now he is sharing the spotlight with his pops, Dennis Graham.
Okay, oh, smooth operator.
Oh, old school player.
Yes, he is.
So they got together for their Virginia Black commercials, and in this particular one, oh, Drake's dad shows him how it's done.
Passionate from miles away. Passive with the things you say. Passing up on my own.
Hey, son. Hold my drink. Nice turtleneck.
Kinda crazy.
He must be stopped. Immediately
got on the three.
Daddy must be Steve stopped. Harvey old school back
girl,
in the day.
Kind of
crazy. Wow. Let's give it up for Nicole Murphy, though.
Yes, honey. Yes.
What was that Drake did have on his head?
A fedora?
A durag.
No, he had a durag on. That was tight.
No, he did not have a durag.
Under the hat.
Under the hat?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's
the
cat.
And it was tied in the back.
Yeah, you bear with him. He's from Tennessee.
He's there. Oh,
that's one in what, them eight-button suits?
Yeah. And it looked like it needed to be ironed. Drake should have did on
the
kind
of crazy. That's his father's style. He letting his pops do him. And the ill thing is, like, you know, Drake and his dad were actually estranged for a while.
Sure was.
Like, you know, he left when Drake was young and he was in and out of jail. But for the last, like, 5 or 6 years, they've been rocking really tough.
I like the bottle, but I don't like the initials.
It's very
the
nice.
The bottle's cute, but I don't like the initials.
You don't like the BB?
No, see, if you pay close attention, the bottle had the same creases in it that his suit had. No, the
so
lines.
The bottle after Drake's dad's suit?
Yeah.
Okay.
It had the same stripes in the suit as the bottle, I swear.
Well, speaking of using family members in commercials, Serena Williams has chosen not to use her.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, Serena's 2-month-old daughter, Alexis Olympia, has been no stranger to the spotlight ever since she was born, right? We've seen her everywhere.
Right.
But in Serena's latest Gatorade ad, where she
is... said that like it was like some new...
Gatorade ad.
Gatorade.
Gatorade ad. What's a Gatorade? Yes.
Oh.
You made me thirsty, girl.
Well, anyway, in this ad, she's featured holding and talking to what appears to be a baby girl.
Oh.
Okay. But she used a body double.
Why not?
For her body?
No, for the baby.
Oh,
what? She shouldn't use her baby.
Yeah, and when a baby's that small, a baby's a baby's a baby. It's not like she was breastfeeding the child. Like, you know, like at the end of the day, it's like, hey.
Well, here's the thing. Apparently, Serena had planned on having Alexis in the commercial, but she was under the weather, so Gatorade hired a body double. So that's why.
But the sad thing about her real baby not gonna get no residuals. Gatorade.
The other baby
how rich her parents are. Like,
I don't think she'll need them.
Yeah.
Then them other babies gonna get
they're
that gonna check here. Somebody right. Getting that check.
Gatorade, baby.
Gatorade.
Well, y'all, long live Beyonce and ooh, bow down, Beyonce. Taylor.
Bow down.
Forbes released its 2017 list for the highest paid women in music, and Beyonce leads the way with a whopping $105 million pre-tax.
Wow.
Is it her and Jay-Z or just her?
Just her.
Well, she did.
Just her.
Being Beyonce.
She's a genius.
And sell stuff.
And she's an entertainer.
She's really good at music.
Yeah, yeah, she's her branding and marketing is excellent.
More than
they
Taylor
say
Swift?
She can sing.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
In fact, Gary, Beyonce is the only person, shall I say that again, darling, she's the only person on the list to hit 9 figures. She's the only one to hit the 9-figure milestone.
How much is that?
You good at math, boo. You go ahead. Anyway, Taylor Swift previously topped the list following her 1989 tour, but Lemonade and the Formation World Tour dethroned her.
Pre-tax.
Yeah.
So could you imagine how much she actually gets after they tax that? She probably like $40
million.
Yeah. Yeah, because you know they're going to take
is
a
it
whole
that bad? Got of money.
She's like in an absurd tax bracket,
yes.
I imagine.
Yeah, she's going to take home about 80.
That's what I'm thinking. And not 40.
And I just asked all of that money. I wouldn't work then if that's okay,
what
they
doing welfare.
What they doing? What they doing to me?
They braving you.
Well, coming up, man, LeVar Ball was on CNN, and let's just say everyone is giving thanks this holiday season, except for him. Coming up next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Anyway, the unfortunate saga of Trump versus LeVar Ball continues. As you know, LiAngelo Ball and two of his UCLA teammates got arrested over in China for shoplifting.
Yes,
President Trump happened to be over there at the time, so he reportedly intervened to help get the kids home.
Well, that's good.
Girl, well, when they returned home, the kids thanked him, but LeVar Ball did not, and that did not sit well with Trump. So, of course, he took to Twitter. He said, "Now that the three basketball players are out of China and saved from years of jail, LeVar Ball, the father of LiAngelo, is unaccepting of what I did for his son. I should have left him in jail." Well, y'all, LeVar went on CNN last night to address the feud, and, well, here you go.
"You won't say thank you. Hey, thanks. Your son said thank you. The other guy said thank you.
I'm not the other guys, though. I'm not the other guys. I'm doing something else. I'm not the other guys. Are you going to say thank you to me?
Are you going to say thank you to me? At the end of this interview, I will thank you. I guarantee it.
No, are you going to say thank me now?
I guarantee it. You know why?
Are you going to thank me now?
You know why?
Are you going to thank me now?
Not yet. You haven't earned it
why
yet.
Why are you going to thank me?
Haven't earned it yet. It doesn't take much to say thank you. Why won't you say thank you to the president?
It doesn't make... Well, if somebody does something for you, then you say thank you.
Somebody did
now,
something for you.
That's your opinion
say
that he's
you.
Done for me? Okay. I would say thank you if he would have put him on his plane and took him home.
Stressed me out a little bit.
Now, you know something got to be wrong with you when you almost got us over here rooting for Trump, saying, "Tell Trump sorry." You got a problem.
So we would never.
Oh, my God. That's how obnoxious he is. He got us saying, "Tell him sorry."
All right, so it's deal time. Now, Christmas is sneaking up on us fast, and if you have someone that you need to buy for that's in the outdoor adventure stuff, or if you just want a fly gift for yourself, I got you. Check out this Outdoor Nation Hydration Backpack. And what the hell is that, you might ask yourself?
Yeah, what is that?
Same thing.
Well, check this out. This BPA-free water bladder holds up to 1.5 liters of water so it can keep you hydrated.
A water bladder?
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like, you know, you can fill it up. You can make the water cold. You know, put it in the refrigerator overnight so when you're going on your hikes or walking through the mall.
Really?
You know, the worst thing about hiking is having to hold the freaking water bottle.
Exactly.
It's super light when you first start hiking, but by the middle of the hike, it feels like you're holding 2 gallons.
Yeah.
So something on your back is, like, so convenient.
Yo, it has an insulated drinking tube that keeps the water or whatever you want to throw in there, Hennessy, cool in the tube in warm weather like you are out on a hike or riding your bike, but it'll also prevent it from freezing in cold weather, like if you're out there hitting the slopes.
Well, how much is it, Headcrack? You got me all excited.
Yeah, usually these go for, like, $40, but guess what? For you guys?
$20?
$20!
Yay! $20! Woo! Let me get five.
I want $100 worth.
That's a good price.
That's fine.
All you gotta do is head over to morningsave.com. Coming up, someone stole a Chick-fil-A catering van, and in order to find a thief, they offered up a year's worth of free food. Think it worked? Stay tuned. We'll tell you.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Free food to catch a criminal.
What?
Now, Cartersville, Georgia Chick-fil-A offered a year of free food to anyone, y'all, who could help them find the person who stole their catering van from their parking lot.
Oh, wow.
That's so
now, if anybody could catch a criminal with food, it's Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, but they got to be
Chick-fil-A sandwiches be so good.
Now, Chick-fil-A told fans that becoming a snitch is 100% worth free chicken, and it turns out someone agrees because the suspect has been caught.
So somebody eating good.
While police won't reveal who the tipster was, they admitted that the free food was definitely an incentive.
I want to know the ethnicity of
the snitch. I was going to say that because Chick-fil-A black chicken.
Chick-fil-A chicken is kind of like too healthy, like for the normal black person. We like churches. We like KFC. We like Popeyes.
And we also don't respect it because they're not open on Sunday.
And Sunday is the only day I want Chick-fil-A.
Thank you.
That's crazy.
And they gonna close on the Sabbath.
But it couldn't have been a black person. They would put their face all over the news, honey.
Oh, my God. I got a free year supply of Chick-fil-A. I wasn't even trying to tell.
We about to eat
free food. Free food.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.